for checking in. Not supposed to call for the microphone. Oh, well. This is Canine FWT with the Vintage Sideband Net. The Vintage Sideband Net meets here most Saturday mornings at the conclusion of the Midwest Classic Radio Net. That's the AM net on 3885 KCs. We operate on 3842 KCs plus or minus QRM. And the net starts at 8:30 Central Time. They moved it up a little earlier. This net is the meeting place for those hams that like old sideband junk. Many of the rigs that show up here are considered cranky and obsolete, just like their operators. These radios are often shunned by the general ham populace. Now, our audio may be distorted. Our signals may drift. Hum and noise may cause havoc with our receivers. Smoke and flames can occur at any time while using these radios. This is normal and welcome here. We are not ashamed. The Vintage Sideband Net welcomes your tube type or hybrid radios of any age to check in. Other newer solid-state radios must have been made in 1979 or earlier, or have a rotary band switch, thus having achieved vintage status, and are okay to check in. However, if you try to check in with a modern radio, you will suffer the wrath of the net members, and it can and will get ugly. So let's take a minute to tune up our transmitters or transceivers. Get on frequency the best you can. Burn the dust off those precious sweep tubes. Tune them up and we'll be back to take additional check-ins and do some housekeeping. Go ahead.
Hello, Bravo.
Everybody has your dummy loads.
It's amazingly quiet and no crickets or motorboats either. Well, all right, that's a strange one. When checking in, tell us who you are, where you are, and what kind of old sideband junk you're running. Let's see, which one of you guys had the best copy on N9MS? Over.
I had a reasonable copy here, John in Fenton.
Very good. John, why don't you pick him up since he's pretty far away there. AC8FL, go ahead and pick up N9MS.
Okay, very good. N9MS. Mike, go ahead and make one and send it back. AC8FL in Fenton.
And that's starting.
Boy, I'm not hearing anything, Ken.
Hello, radio. N9WQ.
Yeah, we're trying to pick up a station in North Carolina. Stand by, Dave.
Yeah, maybe Gary or one of the others can give it a try there.
Gary, did you hear him?
I just heard, you know, very, very faintly when the N9 came through. I didn't hear the full call. I'm listening on a SDR down there in North Carolina, so I didn't see anybody come back.
All right. Well, we'll stand by and see if we can get him later. John, you're the only Michigan station. AC8FL, go ahead and make a transmission.
All right. Well, thanks, Ken. You're booming in here this morning. So anyway, AC8FL, John here in Fenton. It was 39 degrees this morning when I looked, and I think we're supposed to make it up just over 50 today. And definitely feeling like fall out there. And thanks for running the show here in Rick's absence. Great signal into to Fenton. And this morning I'm running it's a D104 into a Barker Williamson 51SB single sideband generator. That's the early one that has the built-in supply that I run here as kind of a standalone unit. With that, The RF assistance is via the HD33, the old HD33 amplifier. So we got the helicrafters in the lineup, and looking at the pattern on the Central Electronics MM2 scope here, and receiving today on the little Drake R4A receiver. So that's the lineup, Ken. So we'll hold it. Back over to you, K9FWT from AC8FL, Benton, Michigan.
Well, very good, John. Sounds great. AC8FL, K9FWT, and the since this month is still Central Electronics and B&W, you get the bell. There we go. Thanks for checking in, and thanks for running a relay for N9MF there. Sounds good. Okay, over to you, Gary, N9GH, our ears and relay station. N9GH, pick it up, K9FWT.
Okay, very good, Ken. Good morning to you, and good morning to the Vintage Sideband Net. Hi, everyone. So far, except for the really distant station, boy, that was a tough one to pull out, but I'll give a listen again if you want after I clear off here. This is Gary, N9GH, located Wautoma, Wisconsin, central part of Wisconsin, and where the sun has just peeked up through the trees and underneath the clouds and lit up everything really nice. Temperature here is about 39 right now, started out at 32. And had our first really hard freeze last night. And very good. We're running the Helicrafters SR2000, the Hurricane. Standby reliable radio sits on the desk because it's too heavy to move off into any other place. Running that through the homebrew link coupled transmatch. And with the wood core technology, you know, I know Rick likes to hear that. Into the dipole up at about 65 feet or so at the apex. That's about all here. Maybe we'll see a few of you people next Sunday, not tomorrow, but next Sunday there's a Hamfest in Oshkosh. Let's try to make it over to that. And I think that'll be the last one of the year here. The Fox Cities, I think it is, Hamfest. Yeah, Fox City's Amateur Radio Club Hamfest next Sunday in Oshkosh. So you can go look that up on the internet and find out if you got any information if you want to go to try to make that one. But that's all that's going on here, Ken. Good morning to everybody at 9GH.
Oh, real good, Gary, N9GH, and the Vintage Sideband at K9FWT, and thanks for the info, and thanks for the stuff about the Hamfest in Oshkosh. Okay, moving right along, next is KC9PFH. Mike, you're on the net, go ahead.
All right, thanks, and good morning to everybody on the frequency here. This is KC9PFH, Black Earth, Wisconsin. Name is Mike, as you correctly noted. And, I'm getting ready for a road trip this morning. I'm going up to Independence, Wisconsin to pick up an FT-102. It'll be the second boat anchor in my stable here. And it's got some issues, and I'm going to be looking into that. It does have full power on 80 and 160, which are the two most important bands for me, but it's got some issues on the upper band, so we're going to look into that, but gentleman that's selling it, we came to an agreement, and I'm looking forward to going and picking up that radio. Operating this morning, Yaesu FT-101 Zulu Delta, driving an E-Maritron AL-80B. And that is going through a AT-1000 LDG antenna tuner and out into my tri-band dipole for 160, 80, and 40, which is up about 45 feet. Anyway, thanks for running the net this morning. Always enjoy this net. 73 to all. This is KC9PFH, Black Earth, Wisconsin.
Contact. Real good, Mike. KC9PFH, K9FWT, and the
The FT-101ZD sounds just great, as always. So, moving right along. Oh, by the way, the radio for November will be WRL, World Radio Laboratories, and Galaxy, and ICO.
So you guys can make note of that. Rick passed that info along to me. So moving along here, N1KW, Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, very good morning, Ken, and the rest of the gang, too. Boy, next month I'll be all set. I'll be able to have a different Galaxy on every single week of the month. But that sounds good. I'm prepared for this next month. I'll be getting a lot of bells. This is Bob in Homer Glen, and this morning I'm on my newest set of Drake Twins. I was gambling. I was thinking about running green machines like from Bowling Green, like Larry there. But no, I decided to run the Drakes. I picked these up at Chillicothe a couple weeks ago and fixed them up. I think I had them on here once. But they work great. R4B, T4XB, and I'm running a half-cent electric mic, driving a SB200. And of course, the homebrew link couple transmatch to the 3-inch opal wire up to the big inverted V at 65 feet, and it looks like a nice morning here. Waiting for it to warm up a little bit. Gonna cut the grass today. Back to you there, Ken. K9FWT, you got a good signal here too. N1KW.
Okay, thanks, Bob. N1KW, K9FWT, and the vintage sideband net. And the Drake Twins sound just great, and always a strong signal up this way. Okay, next is Jim, WB9AZA. Pick it up, K9FWT.
Okay, K9FWT from WB9AZA. Jim in Cottage Grove, Wisconsin, just east of capital city of Madison. And cloudy out there, isn't it? Pretty sunrise earlier, though. Running the Drake station today. Very early model R4. No A, B, C, D, or E, just R4. And the T4X transmitter. And we're driving the Dentron GLA-1000 amplifier. It looks like about 500 watts. And we're running that through a Drake MN2000 antenna tuner, which is connected to my quarter wave sloper off the side of the tower. Amplified D104 microphone here. And that's about it. Boy, I got a, you know, ICO, I got a 7 Drifty 3 ICO transceiver. I really got to get working on that. I've had that for a couple of years now, and it kind of works. But it certainly needs some attention. So with that, 73, thanks for running the net. K9FWT in the group, WB9AZA, over.
Okay. Who's the other station in there?
This is speaking of contact here, WH0AI. Did you catch that?
Gary, did you pick up that other station?
The WHZAI?
Whiskey Hotel Zero Alpha India. We meant to get on the net earlier, but I just had to comment, Mike. I'm talking to him, the FT-102 from Independence, so just had to break in there and throw that 2 cents in there, over.
Yeah, that was WH0AI.
Why don't you pick him up, Gary? I have a very light copy on him.
You want to go ahead and take a rotation there, WH0AI N9GH for relay.
N9TH from Whiskey Hotel Zero Alpha India. Rick over here at Independence. I'm the one that Mike's going to come and visit here today. And I don't know, not much else to report. It's cool and that kind of jazz. Sorry to get in here a little late. I had some popovers in the oven. Rick at the handle here. Go ahead.
Okay, very good. Yeah, it's Rick over there in Independence, Wisconsin, and I guess
Mike was going over to Independence to get the radio over there. So that was Rick. And what rig are you running there today, Rick?
That's the SD-102 that Mike's interested in here. Wanted to make sure it still works.
Hi, over.
Oh, got it. Yeah, that's the FT-102 that Mike is going to pick up. He's on the rig right now. So he's on the Yaesu FT-102 that Mike's going to pick up today there, Ken. WH0AI over in Independence.
Well, very good, very good. Thanks for checking in, Rick. I have a light copy on you, but of course Gary is copying you better, so thanks for checking in. We have you on the list. Okay, very good. We're going to move right along here. Gene, WB9DQD, Dairy Queen Delight, your turn, K9FWT, go ahead.
Okay, very good, Ken, thank you very much. WB9DQD, Gene in Manitowoc, Mount Morris, we're not at home, we're out bumming around this weekend. Anyway, we're over at the cottage, and so far, hearing everybody pretty good with the Empire Michigan Kiwi SDR. Directly, I can copy you again, but it's not real good. We have reception problems in this area of the state for some reason. 37 degrees. By gum, we had a little trace of snow on the ground a little while ago, and I'm sure that's all melted now, but I imagine there's more precipitation that's going to be coming our way. Running the Kenwood 820S with a MC50 microphony, and so right back to you, Ken. K9FWT, WB9DQD.
W9HW.
Okay, Dave, we have you recognizing W9HW. Very good. And Gene, sounds great on the Kenwood, as always, from the Mount Morris location. Very good. Here, I'm going to quick write down W9HW before I forget. Yeah, Dave, you're on the list. Okay. Next is Super Dave, N9WQ. Pick it up, K9FWT. Over.
Well, good morning there, young man, from sunny, beautiful downtown North Fond du Lac. This is N9WQ on a set of Swan Twin 600s, the 600T and the 600R. And the microphone is the RE27 dipole antenna. You got a great signal in here this morning. Thanks for running the net. And I don't know if you have any questions for me or not, but, you know, I've got lots of BS, or answers to offer up. Over.
Oh, good. Yes. Sorry about that. I didn't get out the 62 Allied catalog. I should have done that. But anyway, glad you're in there, N9WQ. Always a good signal on the Swans, twins. Very good. Moving right along, K9OA, Clark, it's your turn, K9FWT.
All right, thanks, Ken. K9FWT in the Commanders. This is K9OA Clark in Madison, Wisconsin, where it's up to 41 degrees, and I guess we're going up to the mid-50s today and maybe 60 tomorrow, so that'll be nice. Anyway, good to hear everybody. Signals are generally quite good. Super Dave was pounding in here on the Swan Twins. Anyway, I am once again running the Helicopter Station, HT32 Bravo, listening on an SX-115. Mike is an Electro Voice 635, and the antenna is Rick's favorite 8040 double bazooka at 45 feet. And, just running this barefoot. Signals are generally quite good. It's kind of a gloomy, overcast day right now, but I believe the sun is supposed to come out later. And Jim mentioned, it was a really nice sunrise this morning. All right, thanks for running the net. You're doing a great job, and everyone have a fabulous weekend. K9FWT, K9OA.
K9NQ.
Okay, I have AB9MQ, and who's the other station?
AB9B, November Delta 9 Bravo.
Oh, very good. I'm going to write these down right away here. We have AB9MQ, and we have ND9B, Kokomo Bob. Very good. You're both on the list. And real good, Clark. Sounds great. And the Halicrafter station. And, of course, you get the bell for the double bazooka, Rick's favorite antenna, as always. Okay, we're going to move right along here and pick up Scott in Iowa. KB0RST, this is K9FWT in the Vintage Sideband Net. Go ahead.
Good morning to the group, KB0RST. Name here is Scott. The rig is a, or QTH is Dunkerton, Iowa. The rig is a pair of Gold Dust twins that I've been slowly getting working again. Hopefully it sounds good this morning. Running a Palstar, AT5K tuner, a OCF up about 40 feet. It's a 160 through 10 meters. Temperature is about 44 degrees. Had some light sprinkles here this morning. And like I say, just trying to get these Gold Dust twins up and running and hoping they sound pretty good. Back to the net.
Well, very good, Scott. KB0RST, K9FWT, and the Gold Dust twins are sounding just fine here. Thanks for checking in the net. Good to hear from you, and please come back and join us again. All right, let's see. Next on the list is Don, N900, K9FWT. Go ahead, Don.
Okay, good morning to you, Ken. K9FWT from November 9 Oscar Oscar. Down here up in Kenosha, or down here in Kenosha, I guess. It's all relative, right? Southeast corner of Wisconsin. Last stop on the Metro train out of Chicago. Anyways, we're running the Hallcrafters lineup today. The SX115 receiver, HT32B transmitter, barefoot. So probably not much more than 80 watts or so output on this thing. And the antenna is the double bazooka up at about 50 feet in the air here. And let's see, that's about it. Everybody's sounding pretty good this morning. I was listening to the AM group up there and decided to tune on down. And it sounds like that one went quite a while up there. Might still be going, who knows? That's about it from this side. Good hearing everybody this morning. K9FWT, N900.
Oh, real good, Don. N900, K9FWT, and the Halicrafter station sounds great. And, of course, another station on the double bazooka. There we are. Okay, Rick's favorite antenna. We got a fine bunch of stations in here this morning. Glad to hear all you guys. I'm going to pass along again the announcement that the radio for November is WRL, World Radio Laboratories, Galaxy, and ICO. So if you've got those radios on the side, dust them off and fire them up and get them on here next Saturday. We'll look forward to hearing them. Okay, over to Pete, WB2QLL, K9FWT, go ahead.
K9FWT, this is the WB2QLL, and yes, my name is Pete, in Mount Pleasant, Wisconsin, high on the mountain, 17 miles south of Milwaukee, and I am planning to go to Oshkosh next weekend. I was on the fence there, but I won the first door prize drawing at the Caledonia Hamfest for two tickets to the Oshkosh Hamfest, so I guess I have to go. It's about a two-hour drive from here, so not horrible, but definitely significant. The rig here is a Central Electronics 100V that I've had since the 1980s.
and that is driving a Henry 2K Classic X.
The antenna tuner is an MFJ 976 legal limit balanced line tuner into a open wire line fed 350-foot horizontal loop, and my receiver is a Drake 2B. So that's the setup, and thanks for running the net, and hope everyone has a great weekend. This is WB2QLL, and back to net.
Oh, real good, Pete. WB2QLL, K9FWT, and since you're operating the Central Electronics 100V, you get the bell. There we are, and sounds great. Great setup. Always good to hear you there, and yeah, you got me thinking about going to Oshkosh. That's where I grew up. I was there until I graduated from high school. That's a long time ago, but be nice to meet some of those guys again. So, very good. Next on the list is Bob, W9RAN. Your turn on the Vintage Sideband Net. Go ahead. W9RAN, are you there, Bob? K9FWT. I'm getting a carrier.
I'm getting a click.
Yeah, we heard your audio there, Bob, again, so go ahead.
Good luck figuring out what's going on there. We'll come back to you in just a little bit, Bob. One more time, W9RAN, are you there? There we go. We got some audio now. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think I just had the gain too low. I don't know. I made a last-minute executive decision to switch radio. So this is W9RAN, Bob in Freeport. Because it's still more or less the time for B&W, I'm putting the B&W 6100 on the air. So it needed a proper airing out beforehand, and I didn't get that done. So sorry for the inconvenience. Hopefully it's at least copyable. It looks like it's not working right, but we'll deal with it offline. B&W 6100 with the Crystal Plexer and the Drake 2B receiver. So I checked in on my Central Electronics, so I won't ask for two bells, however. K9FWT in the group, W9RAN.
Well, very good, Bob, and I'm glad you hung in there and kept going until it worked. So, and the B&W 6100 sounds pretty good. Thanks for checking in with that. And we're always interested to hear what kind of equipment you've got this week. You keep coming up with interesting stuff, so good enough. Breaking with you, KC9YI Scott, you're next. K9FWT, go ahead.
Well, thank you very much, Ken. K9FWT and the Vintage Sideband Net. This is KC9YI, Scott in Monroe, Wisconsin, the Limburger Cheese Capital. And on my Yaesu Twins this morning, running the FL101 transmitter and the FR101S receiver, running 150 watts. To a G5RV at about 25 feet, and using a Shure 444 microphone. Quite overcast here this morning. I think temperature is about 40 degrees, 39, 40 degrees, something in that order. And I'm going to go out there and uncover my tomatoes after the net there. Had them covered. We've had frost here the last, I don't think we had a frost overnight, or maybe it was early because the clouds have moved in and it's kind of warmed up a little bit. So anyway, that's the radio and garden report here. Turn it back to you there, Ken. You're sounding great up here in Monroe and hearing everybody quite well this morning. Pretty good morning for the net. K9FWT, this is KC9YI. Over, over.
Okay, sounds good, Scott. KC9YI, K9FWT with the vintage sideband net. Great signal as always, and thanks for checking in. Over to you now, John, KC9FYL and the vintage sideband net. Go ahead, John, K9FWT.
All right, K9FWT, KC9FYL. John here, located halfway between Whitewater and Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin, and pretty good signal so far this morning. It was 30 degrees when I got up yesterday morning and 29 when I got up this morning, so we had a pretty a couple of good hard frost up here. Don't know what the temperature is right now. the thermometer's in the other room. Forgot to look at it. Anyway, it's cloudy and overcast right now. I think we're supposed to have some sunshine this afternoon, I hope. And, I'm running S-line as usual, the Collins S1 line. I'm only using half of it, though. I've got the 30L1 off. Too lazy to tune it up. So, anyway, thanks for running the net. And back to you. Let's see if I can remember your call sign. K9FWT. Free whiskey tomorrow. KC9FYL.
Oh, very good. KC9FYL, K9FWT, and thanks for the phonetics. Yes, free whiskey tomorrow. How about that? Okay, moving down the list here, Dave, W9HW, thanks for joining us. K9FWT, go ahead.
Yeah, okay, real good, Ken. And, you know what, when I called you on the MCRN and you weren't there, I suspected that you were in the operating chair over here today. So, anyway, understood. this radio game gets a little busy sometimes. Anyway, I'm here on the Heathkit HW101. Okay, and the Electro Voice 638 mic, and the amplifiers and SB201 heat kit also. Yeah, let's see. Yeah, we started off at 37 degrees a little after 5 a.m. this morning, and it's now a tepid 44 degrees. Anyway, it's down here in New Lenox, Illinois. So there you have it, and we had a pretty good frost yesterday morning. So the season's drawing to a close, but the one thing that's opening up is everybody seems to be getting out and operating a little bit more with the cooler temperatures. So that's a good thing, and I'm looking forward to it. I like hunkering down in the shack, you know. I always say I love the smell of hot tubes in the morning. It smells like victory. And of course, you know, smelling those hot tubes, it instantly takes me back to being a shortwave listener in many, many moons ago. But yeah, it just certain things like that of the senses will do that. And I'm glad to hear that, Bob. I was a little worried that he might be getting some smoke and flames. So it was a good thing that he got things straightened out over there. I just recently let some of the smoke out of a resistor over here in a DX60 transmitter I've been working on, but I didn't let it all out. It was seeping out slowly. So anyway, yeah, the old Carl, he hasn't been on the air probably for a long, long time. It was a purchase of mine several years ago, and I'm finally getting around to it. But anyway, initially it worked just fine, but it's been a little finicky. But you know what? It keeps things interesting. If all we did was plug these rigs in, things would get a little bit boring. Of course, I could use boring sometime, too. Anyway, thanks for running the net there, Ken. And we'll send it back your way. K9FWT in the group, W9HW.
Oh, very good, Dave. W9HW, K9FWT, and one of the tests for ham radio equipment is often called the smoke test. Plug it in and see if it smokes. There you go. Real good, and we're glad that that Bob was able to get his rig operational there during the net. Sounds good, and good to hear your green machines this morning. Thanks for joining the net. Masa from the a new rural location there with a good signal. AB9MQ, it's your turn, K9FWT.
Oh, okay. K9FWT, with a vintage sideband net. This is AB9MQ. I was upstairs in the ACL, so you might have hit yourself with a emergency degree from my iPad here. Anyway.
No more modern stuff here, downstairs in basement. This is Martha transmitting from Car Rock, Illinois, the new QTH with the Yaesu Musen FT41B. FT41B, some people call this coughing radio. It looks like a coughing to me. And that FT41B is driving a Kenwood TL922A classic tube amplifier, running about, how much is that? Probably 800 watts or so in the peak, and the not driving too much in this one. It's got, this radio, FT41B, has got lots of power, so I put brace attenuator in between this transceiver to the amplifier, so that way I can drive it nicely. So anyway, that's the setup here with a vintage sideband gear. There is imported B dipole at the apex of 45 feet, drooping down to 20 feet, and the condition is really good. Excellent condition this morning, and I can hear everybody. And I was listening to Bob, and he was coming in real nice signal too. And yes, we look for you again at the MCRNet, but that explains you're here. Anyway, and Dave said that he's going to be the end of the check-in, end of the arrest, and then I came later. I was so busy going upstairs and downstairs. And upstairs is a cooking going on. Making marinating a chicken. We have a neighbor's cookout things that we are invited this afternoon, so I better prepare something to bring in. So that's why I'm going upstairs and downstairs, back and forth. But I didn't miss that, and I've been using my Kiwi KCL to listen to the net upstairs. So anyway, thanks for letting me in. Real nice condition, Ken, and everybody's sounds really vintage-y. And okay, back to you, Ken. K9FWT with a vintage sideband net. This is AB9MQ, Masa from Car Rock, Illinois.
Okay, Masa, sounds great. Good signal, AB9MQ, K9FWT, and fine on the the old Yaesu that you're operating there. Sounds good. We have one more station on the on my list here, and we'll pick him up, and then we'll see if there are any additional check-ins. ND9B, Kokomo Bob, it's your turn on the vintage sideband net. This is K9FWT. Go ahead. From Kokomo. You're pretty far away here, but I'm always copying you just fine over this way, so and good to hear the green machine there putting out a good signal. So are there any additional stations that would like to check into the vintage sideband net? This is K9FWT. Go ahead.
K9FWT, KB9 Echo X-ray, KB9 EX.
Whiskey Alpha 6, Golf Yankee Charlie.
Very good. I've got two of you. KB9 EX, Ken, go ahead.
Thank you very much. This is Ken, KB9 EX, East Troy, Wisconsin, southern Wisconsin. And we're running KWS 1 in the 7584 to... 80 meter
antenna, and I hope it's working okay. I'm working on my BC610. I finally got that working, but I didn't have a way to get an antenna to it. It's on the other side of the shack, and so I just drilled a hole through the wall of the basement, and put in one of those long SO39, you know, double females through the wall. Looks like it's going to work out really well. So maybe by next week I'll be on the air with the BC610. So that's what's happening in my shack. And back to net control. This is KB9 Echo X-ray.
Oh, very good, Ken. Sounds good. KB9 EX, K9 FWT, and the old KWS-1 is doing a good job, and glad to hear you. Thanks for checking in.
Okay, over to Michigan there. Rex, WA6GYC, K9 FWT. Go ahead.
Okay, very good, Ken. K9 FWT with the vintage sideband net. Rex here, WA6GYC. Troy, Michigan, about 20 miles north of downtown Detroit. I almost wasn't going to check in because I'm way east, far east, but still you're about an S7, so I thought I'd give it a shot anyway. But looking forward to the Michigan State game tonight and the Formula One race tomorrow in Mexico. And anybody that's interested in the Mighty Elmac Net will be at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central this coming Wednesday. And then we'll go to our winter hours in November with, of course, Daylight Saving Time going off. During November through March, we'll be at 5 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Central on 3880 Wednesday night.
Back to you there, Ken. K9FWT,
WA6GYC.
Oh, real good, Rex. Sounds good. Good signal. WA6GYC, K9FWT. And thanks for the winter hours for the Mighty Elmac Net on Wednesdays. Yeah, it's great. We'll try and check into that when we're here on a Wednesday. So there we go. Anybody else? Any other stations out there want to join the Vintage Sideband Net? This is K9FWT. Go ahead.
K9GKZ.
November Alpha Romeo.
Okay, I have you, Pat, and there's one other station that I'm hearing that's underneath you there. Who's the other station?
W0NAR, Whiskey 0, November Alpha Radio.
Gary, I couldn't copy that other station. Did you hear him?
Whiskey 0, November Alpha Radio.
Okay, Gary, why don't you pick him up, because he's pretty hard for me to hear. We'll get to you, Pat, in just a minute. Gary, pick up that other station.
Yeah, W0 November Alpha Radio, go ahead. This is N9GH.
Very good, N9GH. Thank you for picking me up. This is W0NAR. Name is Scott. I'm located in Elk River, Minnesota. And I'm sorry my signal's a little bit light, just running a radio that I just got online here. And maybe it's swinging about 50 watts. The rig is the Algonset GSB-100, the model 2333. The receiver is a Hammerland 180. Microphone is an Argon M131, just barefoot into an 80-meter loop. And I came across your net, and I thought, well, this sounds fun. I'll see if this old rig can make it through. So I just want to come in and wave a hand and say hi to everybody. Over.
Okay, Ken, did you get that?
I copied part of that. His name is Scott, and his call is W0NAR. Did you copy where he is?
Okay, I got it all here. I didn't write it all down, but Elk River, I think, Minnesota. And he's running a Gonset GSB-100, 50 watts, and a Hammerland HQ-180 receiver, and definitely a vintage sideband. Sounds good over here into central Wisconsin, Scott, so I just relayed it there for Ken. Over.
Well, I certainly appreciate it. Now that I know you guys are here, stop back and say hi again. Hopefully everybody has a great radio day. Best 73 to all on the Vintage Sideband Net. This is W0NAR.
Yeah, okay, you can always look us up on the internet too, Vintage SSB, and just do a search on that and you'll find us. Very good, thanks for checking in. Go ahead, Ken.
Very good, and Gary, thanks for the relay. Scott, if you're copying me, W0NAR, thanks so much for checking in, and please come back and join us next week. Okay, moving right along, hey, Pat, also known as Father Pat, K9GKZ, you're on the Vintage Sideband at K9FWT. Go ahead.
Wow, I can't believe I'm on the Vintage Sideband Net. This is K9GKZ. Father Pat broadcasting from Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin. And good morning to all the Vintage Sidebanders. I hope you can hear me okay. Today I'm running, yes, I am running something vintage. It's the ever-popular Kenwood Hybrid, the TS-830 Sugar. And a Shure 444 Delta microphone. Also using an amplifier at about 700 watts to a dippy dipole antenna.
So thanks for letting me in. You're doing a great job, and it's great to hear all the vintage sidebanders. Wow, I'm just thrilled. This is K9GKZ back to net control.
Well, very good, Pat. K9GKZ, K9FWT, thanks so much for checking in, and a good signal from Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin. Absolutely terrific. And think of the net that you started, and it's still going after a few years here. Mighty fine. All right. Any other stations that would like to join the Vintage Sideband Net, K9FWT listening, go ahead. I think that's about it. Well, very good. Thanks to all stations for joining in this morning. We had 23 check-ins. How about that? That's I don't know if that's a record, but that's right up there, so that's good. Rick, I believe, will be back next Saturday, and for November, the radios are WRL, World Radio Laboratories, Galaxy, and ICO. So get those old radios out and dust them off and fire them up and put them on the air. We're looking forward to hearing them. So thanks to all stations for checking in. Always great to hear you guys. It's a fun net to be part of. So we'll say 73s. Have a good weekend and a good healthy week coming up. We'll look forward to hearing you guys next Saturday on the Vintage Sideband Net. This is K9FWT 73.
Thank you, Ken.